WBA Mobile.
Are you testing?
Are you that in 0TR Mobile?
Roger, roger. You hear me okay?
Well, you do have some white noise in there with your signal. Let me turn my radio down here. So give me another try there. My name's Tom.
Hey, Tom, you got Floyd on this end. I don't play on 2 meters too often. I just thought I'd just key it up, make sure it's still working.
It is. If you was running HF, I would give you about a 5.6, 5.7. It's not perfect, but it's very well copyable.
KJ4REZ, roger. Yeah, I'm actually using my HF antenna. If I had a 2 meter ground plane up there, it'd be much better. But thank you for picking me up, and you have a wonderful afternoon. Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu 73.
KJ 4, Romeo Echo Zulu. This is November 0, Tango Radio. You have a fine day. Pleasure's all mine. 73, 6-0, TR clear and mobile. Heading towards home.
Tom N 0TR, KB 4, CBA.
Hi, Dave. Oh, just giving the gentleman a radio check and just leaving the daughter's house and been down to the zoo. That is Woodruff. I had to go to Best Buy. Oh, man, I'd rather take a beating.
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. I'm surprised they didn't keep you at the zoo.
That's one.
That was a good one,
Dave. But what she sow, so shall you reap, you know.
Hey, you'll be ready to get me back anytime now, so that's just the way it goes. You know, I can dish it, but I can take it. I can dish it out, I can take it, so, anyway.
To be honest with you, I think I might be a few ahead of you. Hey, they opened this new bridge and connection down here, on Baseville Road, although when you cross that bridge, there's a great big thump there, but other than that, it's pretty good. Oh, here comes a white car without a grill. I'd have to guess Tesla. I'm seeing quite a few of those on the road now. I don't know what they got those cheap ones down to, but they're supposedly there's some out there that are reasonable now.
I think they're right at or under 40,000.
I wonder what you get with that, a rumble seat and no spare tire?
It has the big screen in it. The one I saw had a big screen in it, like the 100,000, one for 125,000. The guy that had it, it would back up, back out of the parking place, and come right to where you were standing and pick you up, so you didn't have to walk to your car if you didn't want to.
A little out of my pay grade, but that's the same one that K4SV's got, and I guess he'd be the one to talk to. He's got five of them, I think, between his family. And they do, oh wow, that one with that big screen's just amazing, but I don't think you get that kind of amenities in that $30,000 Tesla. I would think that you get more like the Ness in my chicken pen.
Cousin has one, and he got the he paid about $100 and a quarter for his, and it's just amazing. I mean, he put it in auto drive, and we were in heavy traffic on Haywood Road, and he didn't have to touch the steering wheel, the brakes, the gas, nothing. The car stopped in front of him. His car stopped, and when that car started off, his car started off. So I mean, it was just amazing. I've never seen anything like it. So it has this huge computer screen in the center where you would normally have a you know, your radio and all that stuff, and your you know, your AC controls and all that. I mean, that whole center part of the dash is just a humongous screen.
4SB's was. Bernice and I sit in his car, and it's quite amazing. The outside of them doesn't look like anything that special, but they certainly are. He offered us a ride in it one time, and I, you know, we just didn't have time. It wasn't a good time, but yeah, it would be interesting. But you know, it's going to take me a lot of years before I'm going to let something drive me autonomously.
I'm kind of with you. I mean, our Highlander will, if you put the cruise on, it will keep a safe distance from the car in front of you, and it will brake. The car slams on brakes. It'll, you know, it'll slam on brakes. It's amazing, but, you know, I'd rather fart myself. But anyway, let me jump out of here. I got to pick up some pizza, and I'll be right back. KB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, our 2008 Avalon had that in it, and I really liked it. But this one here had 11,000 miles on it, and it was used back in 2013, so you don't have it on there. See you in a little bit, N0TR.
N0TR, KB4CBA.
They are mobile. Right behind a big black limousine Cadillac that I don't particularly care to ride in.
It's a pleasure being in a limo, so I wouldn't know.
Here, we used to call them a meat wagon. It's a hearse.
Okay. Yeah, I remember we were going down to the beach one year. We were in, I think it was Conway, and the traffic was getting real congested, and you know, we came to a stop, and this hearse pulled up beside us, and it had the glass in it, and the curtains were open, and there was a guy laying there. And I don't know if he is dead or not, but he was laying in the in full view, and he wasn't in a casket. It's kind of weird. So I don't know. I think it was just a joke or something. You know, some guy taking a nap or something, because it was just really strange looking.
It'd have been cool if he'd have set up and waved at you. You'd have probably had a wreck. Well, there was one down the road from us. Instead of turning back to 101, if you go over to 14, he was there for years, and he had skeletons and all kind of things painted all over it. But I think you got to have kind of a certain sense of humor to want to drive around in one of those. It was an older one. Anyways, it looks like we have a few cumulus nimbus up there. I'm showing 97 degrees out here. I'm getting ready to turn off of 14 on the Bunkman down here by the McDonald's. And they renamed it McCats.
My car's been sitting still for a couple of minutes. It's showing 98 degrees. But it was, my thermometer's house. We were, of course, not this is in the sun. We were in, under cloud cover at the house, and it was showing, you know, that temperature, I think it was in the 80s, like 88, 80, I think it was 89.
D5 here now at the stoplight. Boy, did you hear what I called McDonald's? They renamed it McTats now.
Say that again.
They renamed it McTats. Capital M, small c, capital T-A-T-S. McTats.
Go and do something like that.
Well, there was some guy giving an underage kid tattoos in the Lawrence McDonald's here this week. It was on the news, and so they're calling it McTats now. He was doing it right there on the table where you get, you know, chronic hepatitis C and things like that from the blood.
You're saying he was giving tattoos at McDonald's?
That is a fact, sir. They had pictures of him. Somebody caught him on their cell phone, and I doubt that manager has a job there anymore. But, yeah, they were doing that, and you would have, anytime you have tattoos, of which I am not knowledgeable, there is blood involved, which I would have thought so, because it's poking holes in you. And I don't think I'd want to eat off of that particular table. So they're calling it McTats.
That's rather interesting. Well, you know, I worked for McDonald's back in the day. I can tell you it was a whole lot different from what it is now.
You mean you didn't get $15 an hour for bouncing hamburgers? I don't understand that.
In the mid-70s, I bet I'm probably making like five something an hour back then, I would imagine.
You're probably right, Dave. I think in a lot of places now they're getting $15 an hour for doing that. Heck, I was the head electrician and took care of 300,000 square foot machine shop, and I just barely made that.
But yeah, I don't think I ever made that kind of money. I worked two jobs. I guess if I added both my salaries together, I might have made that. Well, or a little more. But when I was a mechanic, I think I may have told you this. You know, I was on flat rate, and they paid me $20 an hour. Flat rate, but I figured it out per hour what I made. I got my paycheck at the end of the year, and it showed my annual income for that year. I divided it by 52, and then divided it by the number of hours I work a week. And I was making them just a little over $12 an hour.
Yeah, so life goes. I don't remember what I was making in the 70s. It just pretty amazing. Now traffic's starting to back up. Boy, I started to get on 85 a while ago down there at where 14 goes over 85. And oh, man, it was backed up. You wouldn't believe it. Just the entrance ramp. I just don't like this traffic whatsoever. But I had to go down there to find out some questions, and they answered my questions. And who knows? I may be able to resolve some of it myself. I need to change this fan in this laptop I got. I think it's shooting craps on me. Because as it heats up, the screen starts flickering in and out. And I'm not hearing that fan as good as usual, but the fan's in such a position that when you take that back off, there's going to have to be some of those little bitty plugs unplugged and this and that, and you take the chance of ruining things, and I'm just not that advanced at working on laptops.
Can do it, Tom. Yeah, heat is a laptop's enemy, and they do, man. I tell you, I've laid one in my lap before, and I said, dang, it was laying on a piece of furniture, and I guess it just, the fan was, underneath it, and it was laying on the cloth and of the furniture there, and just wasn't, getting enough air circulating into the, into the computer itself. But yeah, you probably have a fan going bad. That could very well be the problem. I would imagine you could pick one of those up pretty cheap. Well, I'm gonna bail on you. I got a supper here, and I'm in the garage, so I'm gonna say adios, and I'll stick around for your final N0TRKB4CPA.
Yeah, I'm waiting on this screwball to get out of my way in front of me. He's on a cell phone, of course, texting. He's in one of those real cool-looking Honda Civics, of which I'm going to hit the rear end of it if he don't get his stinking rear out of the way. Sit there and they'll make you miss the next light doing their texting. Anyways, Dave, I'll let you go. Good talking to you. And, I'll see what I can do with this thing. I don't know. But I got a new one to put online, so I'll get that done and see if I can get the hard drive out of this one cloned over to you. I don't know that much about it, but they said down at Best Buy, they just do software stuff. They don't do any mechanical stuff at all, like that little strip between the screen and the laptop, or, well, just anything involves hardware. Only software, only. So I'll talk to you later, Dave. KB4CBA N0TR is waiting here at the Spink Station at Wade Hampton in 14.
Hey, Tom.
Why don't you run down here and slap these people around and wake them up?
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to pass on that one. I done had my run-in with them. I've had enough.
How's your day been?
So far. How about yours? I heard you say you was down at your daughter's.
It's fine. Had to brave the traffic down Woodruff, so it's not too far from her home. She's south of 14 in Pelham, and so I decided that I would stop by there. I had some goodies from Sam's that we picked up for. Now I'm just headed back home, and thank God for home. It's always nice to get to home sweet home, huh?
To get to that home sweet home every evening.
Your truck.
I'm really liking it. It's doing a good job for me.
You're in a different vehicle. The environment's a little bit more noisy. Is it because it's a diesel?
It might be. And I got the fan going in here on the AC. It's a little noisier than it was in the excursion. And I'm on a different radio also.
Windows open?
Fan on the AC going.
That thing in, get you a nice one of them $250,000 motor homes to do that in.
Close that much. So, I'm pretty close as it is.
Had no idea. That's amazing. Well, boy, this Honda Civic's a really cool looking little car for a kid. I don't think it's a kid driving it, but it is pretty. Well, I'm headed up 101. Finally, I passed the fruit market here and headed towards home, so I have 5 miles to go. Patrick, where are you at?
missing this tire right there, not far from the Sphinx and 14 you were just sitting at.
Not far behind me then, are you?
No, sir.
And talk to clients, or you just still coming north?
I still got to go in here and take care of these guys, and then I still got Benson Chrysler I got to stop at before 5:30.
Patrick, I'll let you go then and get back to business and earn a living. Nice to talk to you this afternoon. And I'm glad to be turning on to 101. You take care, Patrick. This is N0TR.
For the rest of the way home, you and Miss Bernice take care. 73 KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.